Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today is day, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it is May the 7th, 2020, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of May. And I'm super excited because we have our special guest on the show, Dr. Calvinia Williams from Lucas, Nevada, out of North Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be talking with her, as we do every year, in reference to Lupus Awareness Month, which this is the month for that. And she's going to be sharing some concepts and ideas, tools and tips also as well, as we continue our growth series here on GTE Professional Network Radio. And, of course, you know, we always have guests on the show to talk about important topics to help build our community as we build ourselves in each and every level. No matter if you're a small business, church, nonprofit organization, or an entrepreneur, we want to make sure that you guys have everything you need to grow and build your network. And that's what it's all about. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about website, or how to turn your website into a lead generating machine. And I've had this topic once before. I asked amongst a lot of people who have a website, who getting started, just getting a new website. What is the website for? How can I make money off the site that I have? Well, your site, most small businesses, of course, have a website. Most everybody has one today. Whether you build it yourself or use a professional designer, your website should be a consistent source of leads for your business. The goal isn't just to have an online presence, but to have a site that shows value and bring forth revenue. And not surprisingly so, as we talk about the trends today, I've been doing web design and marketing for the past 12 years now, since 2008, and every year I've gotten a lot more advanced in knowing exactly what is necessary in the marketplace to promote, to grow, and to also expand one's business online. And nearly every single one of the peak customers that visit your website, at some point in time, you kind of know who your target market is, what content you have on your site, and making sure that you have, of course, your SEOs, search engine optimization, search engine submissions, your tag lines and all your tags being done over and over, especially on search engines, especially on Yahoo, Bing, Google. You can do all of that on social sites like that, or information sites, and basically what type of site you're running, whether it's an information site, whether it's an e-commerce site, or just basically a landing page website. Now, there are different types of sites based on the type of marketing you're doing for your business or for your organization, especially in cause marketing. That's another level of marketing that you get a chance to talk about and learn about for helping another cause, whether you're especially nonprofit organizations. Then we have, of course, relationship marketing, for small businesses, for people who want to connect with the people that they do business with on a regular basis. And again, we have different levels of marketing. And then the five P's of marketing, which is all about people, product, price, place, promotion. If you understand the five P's of marketing, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in your business today. And I teach and train this on a regular basis because I want everybody to understand the importance of that. Your website also should have a CTA, what we call to action. If your website does not have that piece implemented into your site or embedded somewhere on your home page or toward the bottom of your page, then you're going to lose out, especially on your product page if you're doing something for selling products that you have online or a particular service that you're providing in the marketplace. But the goal is, ladies and gentlemen, is to understand the importance of your website. Not just, it's not just for show, and it's just not for presence. It's just, oh, I got a website, can you come check it out? No. You can generate leads, you can build your business strong with your website. And why is that? Because this is your information gateway to who you are as a business owner, what your company represents, what you represent, and then branding your business and how you brand yourself as an individual. But here's the stats right there. 97% of consumers are go online to research products and services locally. So if you look at it, it is critical that you are giving them the right experience and experiences that incentivize them to visit your store, if you have an online store or e-commerce site, then you ask for more information or make a purchase. But the call to action gives them that opportunity for them to look at it and say, okay, I want to do this. You have to guide them to where you want them to go. Do you want them to just click here? Do you want them to do this, do that? Whatever your instructions are, you want to be informative enough so they can do it simply. Keep it simple, though, ladies and gentlemen. Don't make this site no more than what it really is. And you don't need all the bells and whistles on a lot of this stuff. You want to keep it simple, keep it interactive, and making sure that people can understand exactly what they need to do to purchase, to donate, to anything that you're doing as far as events are concerned, to come out to those events, support your call, support your event, support anything that you're doing, any videos you may post on there. And also on social media. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, you want to make sure that you have all of that down consistently as well. The most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, it may sound easy, but it's not. Many businesses aren't optimized, optimizing their websites on a regular basis to the full potential. So let me help you understand why it's important to have your website as a lead-generating machine. One, when you create the website, you got to make sure all of your content is on there that you want to represent for who you are and what type of business or organization you represent in the community, in the marketplace. Two, you want to make sure you have images to showcase that, whatever your images you want to showcase, representing your brand, your company, your area of specialty, and how far in your demographics and your target market that you're reaching. So you also want to set up a website. You want to set up your Google Analytics account with Google, which I love Google Analytics. And if you don't already have a Google Analytics set up on your site, you need to do it now. Not only does it give you informative, you need to make sure, understand that with the Google Analytics, it's going to give you all the hits, referrals, unique users, bounce rates, all of these different things. And it's totally free. So it's free for us to use and free for us to have. And what I do normally on websites, I let them know how many people visited the site, how many people looked at the site, and what actions have taken, if they have comments that they make on the site. You want to make sure they do that. And if you have an email marketing part, which is for email marketing, they can fill out that piece on your website, and then you have that list of all your email that you can submit and send back to them a reference to anything that you're hosting, any causes that you're doing, any events, or any campaigns that you're running. But the goal is, ladies and gentlemen, is to always run your campaigns each and every week, day in, day out, like clockwork. If you're not running a campaign on your website, you're losing on our opportunity to grow. If you're not, and I say this so stressfully because I want everybody to understand that this is the most important part of building your brand and building your business is running your campaigns. Look at the big box companies. They do campaigns every week. Part of the five P's of marketing, promotions. Promotion. If you understand promoting your site and understand promoting it to the general public of what you represent and what you're here to do, and if you're not doing that on a regular daily basis, and I said daily basis, you're losing out on opportunities. And everybody thinks that this should be a one-hit wonder. No. Just by having a website alone is not enough. You have to post. You have to have somebody to critique and to send it and send out information about your company on a regular daily basis. Okay, get to know your audience. Number three, get to know your audience. If you understand your knowing is half the battle to me. And in order to generate your leads on your website is knowing your audience. The beauty of Google Analytics, though, and I'm going to say this, is that once you have it set up, you get fantastic audience and behavior insights. It's an algorithm. And basically, those algorithms helps people understand their behaviors. That's what the grocery stores use. That's what retailers use. That's what the gas station. Everybody uses it, okay? So you want to make sure you have what that level of information so that way people can know to go directly, that's going directly to your site, that you can give the information, you can share it. You can see exactly where everybody's going. And then how you market to them, how you submit information or promotions to them under the 5 P's of marketing, you promote according to their needs and to what people want, need, and can afford. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you only satisfy 3 things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these 3 things, you can be successful. So you want to build some strong relationships with your customers from your website. Search engine optimization, search engine submissions, and all of these things gives you an opportunity on Google, on Yahoo, or Bing when they're going through the search engine. So say, for instance, if I'm looking for a particular hat and I'm going to go through the search engines to find a particular hat, and I'll say, for instance, I want a Chicago Bears cap. Well, when I type in Chicago Bears cap in the search engine, it's going to give me a listing of those places where I can go and find it. But if your company is not on there under the search engine optimization side, you won't show up. Why? Because you're not, again, nobody's looking for you. You don't have consistent information driven on your website to let people know that you're there. This is why it's important to have a professional help you do this instead of you trying to do it all by yourself. You're not an island. You can't. It's impossible. Yes, you have to hire some people to help you do it. But the fees are not as expensive as what most folks think, but it gets you to the level. This is why companies pay top dollars to these professionals to get you on point. So that way you can be the top of the list from 1 through 10. You should be in the first top 10. You're good. If you're on the top 10 of that list in search engines, when people type in a particular ad word, a keyword, then you're good. If they're not, guess what? You're not going to be seen. So you want to capture more leads with forms. I love forms on websites. I do this all the time. And this is one of the other pieces of the puzzle. You've got to have a form, ladies and gentlemen, something for people to fill out. Nonprofit organizations definitely need a form. Small businesses, if you have a product business, you need a form. If you have a service business, if you're a cleaning company, you definitely need a form. Why? Because it gives information about what the customer wants. So that way you can provide it and you can give them, get back with them on within a 24 to 48 hour period. And so you want to get that down, a form on your website. It's most first name, email address. You're going to capture these things. And so if you capture your leads with these forms, ladies and gentlemen, this also helps you to promote to them because you got to, now you built up your contact base. And it's free to them. It's free for you to gather all this data so you can basically build your business. Isn't that cool? It's free. You ain't paying for it. Nobody's buying. It's a form, a simple form. You post there. You get all this information, ladies and gentlemen, and now you have access. You have a database, okay? And here's again, you're going to add strong CTAs on your pages. What is that? Call to action. Going back to that. Tell your website readers, basically, what you want them to do. Try this for free, read more, sign up, donate now, download now, watch this video, click on this link. Those things, call to action. If you don't have that, you're going to miss out. So I just wanted to give you these few tidbits, insights, ladies and gentlemen, for that, so you can basically look at what we can do in reference to turning your website into a lead-generating machine. And basically, if you want to learn more about it, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Now, without further ado, I want to bring on our special guest, which is Ms. Dr. Talvina Williams. I'm so happy that she has been a part of with us, oh my God, for the past years. But I'm really excited for what she's doing, and I just want her to talk to you all in reference to her cause and what she's doing with Lupus in Nevada. Dr. Williams, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Take
the floor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, you have been with me for many years, and you have not steered me wrong and developed our website, and it's just all over the world. But I'm here to talk about lupus and the things we're doing here in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, but all over Las Vegas and possibly all over the country. For those of you who do not know what lupus is associated with the inflammation of almost any part of the body. It is a chronic condition with an autoimmune mechanism. In other words, the organisms start producing, altering antibodies, and they attack the healthy cells. Now, that's what we deal with, you know, the inflammation aspect of it, you know. Understanding these symptoms, you know, SLE or lupus can affect any organ of the body and may cause a wide range of symptoms. And those symptoms are common symptoms like extreme fatigue that doesn't go away, joint pain, fever over 100, muscle pain, hair loss, skin sores and rashes, nose and mouth sores and skin rashes, exposure. Now, let me tell you, the reason why I mentioned this, because I was researching because that's what I love to do. And when you look at the COVID-19, you've got to be careful. When we go into those hospitals, you look at the symptoms. The Holy Spirit took me to the symptoms and the symptoms of COVID-19 and correlation to what we do. The main symptoms is fever, coughing, shortness of breath, fatigue, chills, sometimes shaking, body aches, headache, sore throat, loss of smell or taste, nausea and diarrhea. Does that seem like it? Does it? Are you connecting the two dots, the T's? That seems like it's the symptoms of our lupus complications. And looking at that, you got to be very careful when you enter those hospitals so they don't say, oh, you've got COVID-19. You've got to let them know that you have lupus and these are your symptoms, because these symptoms are a correlation of what we have. Now, when we look at the major stats of lupus, as of 2020, we have, according to CDC, we have 322,000 people in the U.S. have lupus. There are at least 5 million lupus patients worldwide. 80% of cases are lupus develops between the ages of 15 and 44. 90% of the lupus patients are women. 1 in 3 lupus patients suffer from multiple autoimmune diseases. Remember, they hide out in other areas. They mimic other diseases. There are about 16,000 new cases of lupus diagnosed each year. Approximately 1.5 million people have multiple lupus symptoms, but not the diagnosis. Prevalence has increased 10 times in the last 50 years, and there is no connection between the cultural use of the lupus incidence. There's no connection. You know, we're looking at, we're different. My symptoms are different than your symptoms. You know, my symptoms are different than your symptoms. I'm not going to walk in there and say, well, this is what she had, so connect me with that. But when we look at this whole aspect of it, it's just important. And I let people know constantly that when we're looking at, we're talking about World Lupus Day. And World Lupus Day was developed in 2004. And it's lupus organizations around the globe that have conducted activities on May 10th to raise awareness and educate the public about the symptoms and health effects of lupus. And, you know, we're a network of 5 million people around the world living with lupus. And while lupus is a severe and life-changing autoimmune disease that can affect any organ in our body, we refuse to let lupus defeat us or define us. We're fighters, passionate and dedicated, who have chosen to join forces with our families and doctors and medical researchers and government leaders and caring people like you and like you, Edward, that, you know, has me on your show, we're warriors determined to bring an end to the devastating impact of lupus. We're losing too many. We will not quit until we secure a better quality of life for all people with lupus and their families and future generations. And to win the battle, more people around the world must join our fight. The first step begins with education. Knowledge is a powerful tool that we can defeat lupus. Knowledge can help those who are looking for answers and provide support and help and hope to people who struggle with lupus. But the main thing that I want to say, when I'm struggling with this, I go to the Father in heaven. That's my cure. I go to the Father in heaven. I ask him, what would you have me do? You know, I'm having pain. Mm-hmm. I'm having depression. Because during this time with the COVID-19, there's a lot of in-house depression. But you got to understand, lupus has always been isolated when we're isolated in our homes. So we know what that's about. But a lot of us do get out, walk around, shop, and whatever. And that creates anxiety because we can't even go out of our homes now. We can't connect with our friends that we would meet for lunch and dinner and all of that. So we have to understand there's a higher power here, which is called Jesus Christ. And I'm a firm believer. We have Lupus Inspirational Services on Sunday from 1:30, from 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. And I'm sure that if you look at our website, lupusofnevada.org, you'll find it. But we have quite a few things going on. We actually are resources where we're getting food to people. We're giving them other resources. Just because we locked in the house, lupus people, we are actually supporting one another, whether it be on cyberspace or people calling, and we're trying to get a drop-off to this family because they don't have any food, they don't have any clothes. We have a variety of people. You know, I have my cousin, which is Dolores, and Dolores has been active with lupus with me for quite a long time, and her mother, my other cousin Janice, and we got Wanda, you know, and it's just a variety of us. I'm just naming a few that are my head soldiers that are out there making a difference in these lives. And I want to thank Desert Springs Hospital for giving us an opportunity to be there, you know, every fourth Saturday of the month. Right now, no one's there because we can't be there. But it takes a village. And I know y'all hear that all the time. It takes a village to make a difference. And that's where we're making a difference. We've been in existence for over 17 years, and we're not going to stop.
Wow. I really appreciate you sharing this much, Dr. Wilson. This is very impactful. And I'm hoping all the radio listeners, all my listeners tuning in right now, you guys understand how we can help each other by just supporting each other and making sure that we continue to spread the word around. You know someone who's suffering from lupus, you know someone who needs help, then go to the website at lupusofnevada.org. All the information is there. And you can also help support the cause, donate on the website, online, and as well as share your story. We want to hear more stories of what you're doing during this time of COVID-19, while you're in the home and you can't really do a lot. What are you doing right now? So, and you can also share it on my website at globaltouchenterprise.net. I want to hear from you. You have all that information. This is, again, part of the informative, having something for people to do interactively on your website so you can get the feedback. You can get it in real time, and you can understand exactly what it is we can do continually to help each other and to support each other in times like these. And this is not going to be the last time we go through something serious. We've been doing this. It's been going on for decades. It's been going on for years. There's nothing new under the sun, as the Bible says. So we just have to understand, how do we support and help each other grow? How do we continue to give and do what our part while we're here? So, Dr. Williams, I just want to thank you for sharing that impactful piece. And for the month of May, what is the Lupus of Nevada doing for Lupus Awareness Month?
Well, we're getting the word out, you know, over on our website. We're letting people know that there is hope. We have our inspirational Sunday services, which is another component of Lupus of Nevada. And that, as I said, on Sundays from 1 to 2:30, and they can look on our site and get that information. It's a call-in number for that. We have people connecting with us wanting to just do something, and we ask them if they have any family or friends, tell them about what we're doing in terms of the services and also in terms of resources. If they have any resources for folks, they don't have a lot of people didn't get stimulus checks. So therefore, you know, we need to try to get to them to try to help them in some form or fashion. So that's what we do. But if we weren't locked up, we would be out in the trenches, you know, with our flyers and connecting with people, with doctors, and just a variety of folks, because you got to understand, doctors need to be educated in this too. They went to school to learn 101 lupus, but we are the guinea pigs. We are the ones dealing with the disease and looking at other aspects, from homeopathic, you know, to eating right, because you have to eat right when you have any type of disease. It's just not, you don't take the pills and sit up on the couch and just get, you know, just throw your life away. That's not what this is about. You have to learn how to fight. If you have cancer, if you have sarcoidosis, whatever you have, there is a fight. You have to fight. And that's what we do. The fight is not over until it's over.
Wow. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm continuing to fight. And it's a jungle out here now, so we just have to keep fighting, and we just have to keep battling to get
these
things done.
We want to mention the iBoomerang. Mention that iBoomerang. We're involved with that in terms of VibeRide.
Right, correct. Yes, exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited to announce that Lupus in Nevada has partnered with me in iBoomerang in reference to saving discounts off your travel booking engine. We're a technology company. And as a tech company now, and with the gig economy, the way things are moving out, money has shifted now from the one sector to a new sector. And so if you're not participating in the technology companies or tech businesses, then you're going to lose out. I'm going to share this with you. We launched a new rideshare company in the United States. It's based out of Houston, Texas. And it's called Vibe Rides, V-I-B-E, Rides, R-I, of course, Rides. And so what this does, it gives us an opportunity to help riders, empower riders, drivers, to be independent as well and have their own fleet of drivers that they can get paid up under. There's three ways that they can earn income as a driver. And so with that being said, it gives us an opportunity to maximize income levels, because now with the gig economy, as I shared before in my last previous show, how the gig economy is affecting that based on IT, information technology, that we're utilizing today, which started back in the late 1980s, all the way to now, here we are, 2020. Well, they set the trends to the tones of what's happening today. Everybody think that this is something, you know, that just came out of the clear blue. No. This has been going on for a New York minute. So with that being said, I just want to give you this opportunity that we're going to be launching Vibe Rides in all major cities across the country and then also around the world, globally. So Las Vegas is going to get it. We're already in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin will be next. We're already hitting Florida. We're already in Florida with Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Miami. And so as we continue to open up markets for drivers, this gives opportunities for them to be impactful and empower themselves. So to learn more about it, though, you can always go to lupusofnevada.org, and you can click on that banner that's on there, and it gives you more information in reference to our new rideshare company called Vibe Rides. And so I'm super excited about that, super excited about you, Dr. Wynn, partnering with us. And also we see children, for everybody who signs up for free on the booking engine website for iGo. So it's on there. You can go to lupusofnevada.org and sign up for free. And everyone who signs up for free, that's your booking engine. You guys can save up to 50% discount on your next bookings traveling when we get ready to open back up completely after that. After all of this pandemic goes away, and then basically we are feeding children on malnutrition. So this is a great opportunity for us to give back. And then on the rideshare, what we're doing in the rideshare business, we're also helping the homeless. And that's one of the things that a lot of people are looking at. What about the homeless? What about them? Well, they're looked at too, but unfortunately, we just want to make sure that we're supporting every cause out here that we can do in the marketplace. So there's something for everybody. There's something for everybody to do. Don't think that, oh, there's nothing to do out here. It's plenty to do. All these causes, all these people that need our assistance that's less fortunate than us. Some people don't have a home. Some people don't have a place to stay. Some people are ill. Some people are sick. Right. Some people are in the hospital needing support, needing help. I'm needing a word just to go visit and check in. And
yes,
our elderly, our baby boomers. Right. So something small like that, ladies and gentlemen, is all we, if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. Give, do something. But don't do nothing is not good. We have to do something. So everybody has a part to play currently right now, and we're doing it. And I want to thank you again, Dr. Williams.
Can I say just one little tidbit? I forgot.
Sure.
I want to thank my son, Emil Williams, and Caitlin, because they do help a lot.
Great, great, great. And so support, again, we all supposed to help support each other. If there's anything, ladies and gentlemen, that you have in inquiring, please visit lupusofnevada.org's website. Send a minute to Dr. Williams, and she'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. If you have anything for me, you can go to my website at globaltechenterprise.net. I would be happy to answer any questions you may have in reference to that as well. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this has only been a 30-minute show. I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Radio. Again, I'm your host, Dave Peterson, and as well, it's been a pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother as well. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, we want to keep building the faith and keep building the dream. Thank you.